This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 498,000 people have died from COVID-19. More than 125,000 people in the United States. The number of infections globally approaches 10 million, 2.5 million in the United States. Arizona, Florida, and three other U.S. states recorded daily highs for cases of COVID-19 Saturday. In Arizona alone, health officials reported another 30,500 confirmed cases. And hospitals there have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating patients. Leaders from around the world joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment worldwide. About a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that only a spirit of unity and solidarity can defeat the virus. The event featured a concert featuring a host of major artists. Britons may be able to take a summer holiday after all as the country prepares to ditch its 14-day quarantine for people arriving from countries it sees as low risk. An official travel advice warning against all but essential travel outside Britain will be eased for some countries and regions. This change will happen in 2 weeks' time, all being well. An expert panel will put nations into red, amber, and green categories depending on the COVID-19 risk. Passengers arriving from green and amber countries will no longer have to quarantine themselves for 14 days after arriving. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters marched through one of Lisbon's main avenues and shouted, "Portugal is not racist," in a demonstration organized by the leader of far-right party known for his derogatory remarks about ethnic minorities. The march organized by the group Chega comes around 3 weeks after thousands gathered in Lisbon and other Portuguese cities in protests against racism and alleged police brutality. Last October, Chega party leader André Ventura, a former soccer commenter, won the far right's first seat since Portugal's dictatorship ended in 1974. A month later, Ventura questioned if Porto striker Musa Marega, who left the pitch in protest after being subjected to monkey chants and other insults during the match, was a victim of racism. Ireland's parliament has picked veteran opposition leader Micheál Martin as the prime minister Saturday to head the first ever coalition uniting two parties that have battled each other for power since the Civil War nearly a century ago. In his acceptance speech, Martin acknowledged the different traditions of three parties and warned that Ireland faced the fastest of moving recession ever to hit the country as a consequence of the pandemic. Martin also paid tribute to the work of frontline staff and health workers during the coronavirus and pledged to lead a government program of recovery and renewal. Afghan officials said Saturday a roadside bomb blast in Kabul killed two members of the National Human Rights Monitoring Group. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission said its female donor coordinator, 24-year-old Fatma Khalil, and her driver were traveling to their office in the morning when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The commission condemned the attack, saying it was deeply shaken by the loss of its employees. In a news release, it said those responsible should be identified after an investigation and brought to justice for committing the terrible crime. Recapping the top story, globally, more than 498,000 people have now died from the COVID-19 virus, more than 125,000 people in the United States. The number of infections globally approaches 10 million now, 2.5 million in the United States. And in the United States, Arizona, Florida, and three other U.S. states have now recorded daily highs for COVID-19 as of Saturday. In Arizona alone, it reported another 30,500 confirmed cases. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Are you ready for some great music? Well, inside today's show, I have amazing current tunes from Nigeria, Malawi, Morocco, Tanzania, South Africa, Zimbabwe, and from Ghana. There's also one beautiful vintage Congolese rumba from 1967. Also, Song of the Week. It's Jukuru by Umu Sangare. That's a brand new acoustic tune you're going to love. And VOA colleague Kwame Ofori joins me for that. And there's more. I've got two feature interviews. Bill Odidi speaks with Sauti Sol about their new album release, Midnight Train. That is a long anticipated, highly anticipated album. And then I speak with Makadem about his brand new single, a Nyatiti trap tune called Plandemic. And finally, another VOA fellow, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike, from the Zimbabwe service, joins me by phone to introduce a song in Zulu by South African artist Dizu Plaatjes. So, let's get to it! Here's a brand new banger from Nigeria, Ginger Me by Rima. Another banger. Was Ginger Me, sung and composed by Divine Ikubor, better known as Rima. Fun fact, Rima got his big break with the release of the song Iron Man, which appeared on Barack Obama's 2019 summer playlist. Hello, everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. We're at the top, moving into the second song, which comes out of Malawi. Now, in May, singer and guitarist Patience Namadingo released this beautiful song that is really one huge shout out to Zambia. Yeah. So the title of the song is Musuma, and it means he or she is good. What he says in the song is, you know, thank you, God, for all of your blessings. And I want to celebrate everything you've given me by visiting Zambia. So the entire song is praising Zambia for its beautiful girls and people. He quotes different names of tribes like Mutinta, Lubasi, and names of famous musicians like Pompey and Ice Cleo Queen. And then he mentions places in Zambia like Livingstone, the Copper Belt, Lusaka. And if you watch the video, you'll notice right away that the entire time he's wearing a Chipolopolo jersey. Chipolopolo is the Copper Bullets Association. It's the name of the Zambian football team. So go Zambia. All right, here's Patience, Nama Dingo.
Plans yoenda ku Zambia futi kwenze ku Zambia kwa menena kumanya na mugos ma Zambian girls ya zakupanga kubundurira ndaizonzi landu akuamba kwa mene mutinta musoma mene natasha musoma mene kombe musoma mene lubasi musoma mene janza musoma.
way, that was Musuma by Patience Namadingo from Malawi.
It's music time in Africa.
Wake up, everybody. Here's Tamer Hasne of Egypt with his new single, Wenta Mahaya, When You're Next to Me. It's a love song, and it features Sheb Khaled, Abdel Fattah El-Greeny, and Balti. Now, the visuals dropped 1 month ago and already have 15 million views.
Hey, Simba C. Barakallah Ali. Uniya Ikhandi. Then I sleep. Will I get you?
Tamer Hasne with Sheb Khaled, Abdel Fattah El-Greeny, and Balti. Now we've got more new music from Tanzania and South Africa, plus my interview with Makadem. He's got this new Nyatiti trap song that he composed whilst stuck in Denmark because of COVID-19. And then there's Song of the Week at half past the hour. And that's just the first half of the show. But right now, we're going to listen to some neo-traditional Xhosa-inspired music. It's by Dizu Plaches. I spoke with Mike Hove on the phone. Now, Mike is a radio host and producer in the Zimbabwe service at VOA. He's the host of the youth program Live Talk The Connection. And Mike helps us break down this song by Dizu, and then we'll listen to the song. It's called Nkomo. Hello, Big Mike. How are you doing?
I'm good, Heather. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. It's been a long time since I've heard your voice or seen your face.
It's been quite the adventurous time working from home. Here we are.
So I wanted to get your interpretation of this song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it's in Xhosa. What can you tell us about the meaning of this song? What's the title mean and what is he talking about?
So the song itself is called Nkomo. Nkomo means cow. And now the song is based on a proverb which says that inkomo angeke izale umuntu, which means a cow cannot give birth to a person. So it sounds like they're having a debate of whether or not a cow can give birth to a person. Now, what the actual proverb means is that it's an impossible circumstance. Like I just said, it's impossible for a cow to give birth to a person.
I think so.
So the whole song itself is based on that proverb, whereby people are basically highlighting that certain circumstances are impossible. So if I'm to use an example, it's like, let's say you and I were boxers and we're about to get into the ring and someone says, "Hey, Mike, Heather's about to knock you out." And I say, it's like, there's no ways that Heather's about to knock me out. Forget about it. Don't even begin to fathom it.
But have you seen my guns, though, in real life?
Music being music, you're open to interpret it however you choose and fit it into whatever perspective of your life it is. So, yeah, that's what I really loved about the song.
Yeah, that's why Proverbs are so awesome. Thanks for taking the time to pop in on Music Time in Africa with me.
No problem, Heather. For anyone who ever thinks that Music Time in Africa isn't the greatest show, remember to tell them that inkomo angeke izale umuntu.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, peace out, Heather.
In Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. Here's Ali Kiba's latest single out of Tanzania, So Hot.
Kimamba. Kama bahati sanda karaoi, nimeipata kwako, baby, usinichukulie poa.
kubisha haina utata kubisha uje chukwe mapipa tule bata delisha haina majoto haina nikule mafoto kaina nikubishe pete faina baby we wa moto wa moto. Sina shaka, kaka Sheme yusha pata Wafuma tirio no haja ya talaka Tunao, tunao Macha wapige domo, tunao Si wapagi promo, bao Hatari, chana nao Una meni pata, mekwisha Haina utaka, kubisha Uje tukwe, mapipa Tule bata, delisha Haina majoto, haina Tutonge mafoto, kaina Kufishe pete final Baby we wangoto Wangoto
by the great Ali Kiba. Okay, now I've been talking about Makadem's Nyatiti trap song since the top of the hour, right? Here is the conversation and the song Plandemic that explains it all. Hi, Makadem. It's nice to see you.
I see you too. Been a long time.
It has been since 2015 in Nairobi. And now you are in Denmark and just put out this great music video. Tell me about what you mean. This is a plandemic, and in fact, it's all academic.
This is a plandemic. You make it look like a pandemic. The whole world got an epidemic. Fact is, it's all academic.
This religious people say this is God's plan. Like if an accident happens, if one dies, if you're poorer than others, if whatever happens is God's plan. It's a plandemic. Humans also believe if you do something, it's a plan. What is it? It's a plandemic. That's how I'm saying this is a pandemic.
Feed the COVID-19 daily briefing. To flatten the curve, you need a vaccine. Call the medic before going for testing.
The pandemic has been around for a while now. There was a big slew of music that, you know, was being composed and music videos to educate people and help them. Yours is coming just now. So what does that say about the state of coronavirus in Kenya?
We have a department of music under the president's office in Kenya called the Permanent Presidential Music Commission. And they involved me in being one of the artists who can talk about it, you know. So they made for us memes and stuff like that. But still didn't occur to me that I needed to go musical until when I was actually saying I can do Nyatiti trap. I said, but what am I going to talk about? And okay. So it wasn't really, it's really another pandemic, you know.
Of how to use Nyatiti and trap together.
and it's so evident. Let me challenge your intelligence. Never seen no wings on an elephant. Many men turn a blind eye to the evidence and stash up like a pelican.
Let me just say, I really do adore the sound. I mean, actually, the reason I chose this song to present for all of our viewers and radio listeners around the world is because of the sound. It's really unique, it's catchy, it's trap with this amazing traditional instrument called the nyatiti. Do you think this is a first, nyatiti and trap?
Another point why I'm doing such things, using nyatiti in the electric dance music, and also now going towards hip-hop and R&B. I even have an R&B piece that I'm yet to record. It's kind of trapped with the old musicians who are not really making money with it outside, apart from performing for the government or in the museum or in cultural centers or in funerals or in weddings, but deep in the rural. So it's not really a commercial thing for them. So I find myself as an island. And being a loudmouth, I decided, okay, let me do things that probably might make more artists who are using it to go out there and do something about it.
So you're trailblazing a path for younger artists to rejuvenate and reinvent the nyatiti in a relevant form for today.
For now, yeah.
For now. It's great.
It's what I call music politics.
Not plandemic?
It's a plandemic.
This is a pandemic. You make it look like a pandemic. The whole world got an epidemic. Fact is, it's all academic.
Well, thanks so much. I love the music video. I love the sound.
Thank you
for being with us.
Fact is, it's all academic.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, hey guys. So here is a fresh new sound from South Africa by Pops Not the Father. This is Rap Star Caviar featuring Kwaku Bees and Hama.
Struck up the real sky. Next time bring your sister. Now come give me just whisper. Stroke up, don't be whisker. Next time bring your sister. Now come give me just say you love me now.
All right, that was Pop's Not the Father and his new single from South Africa, Rap Star Caviar. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the bottom of the hour. That means, you know what that means, right?
And this is the Song of the Week.
This week, we have Song of the Week, and it is by a singer from Mali. Her name is Umu Sangare. The song is called Jukuru, which means in Bambara, support.
Let's get right to it.
Now, this song, Jukuru, comes off of Umu's brand new album that was just released in June. I think it was June 19th. And it is a remix, an acoustic remix of a Grammy Award-winning album that she had in 2017 called Mogoya. What I love about this song is the acousticness of it and the fact that it's really rhythmic, yet there are no percussion instruments in it.
I also noticed it's very string heavy and it has a unique Malian sound. So with you having been to the region before, which instruments can you identify in there?
Well, you can see and hear that there is the acoustic guitar and then a uniquely Malian instrument. It's called the Kamalengoni. It's the six-string harp lute. And then there's just a keyboardist playing like keyboard pads. So the thing that makes that Malian sound unique is those string instruments and the way they play, their licks, the little melodies they play, but also the fact that the whole tuning is based on a pentatonic scale, which is five notes instead of seven. Another thing about this music video is that it's all acoustic, it's all improvised, and you can see the cues. You can see her taking control and leading that song. At one point in the middle, she turns to the instrumentalists like, guys, solo is over. And they're like, oh. I just love it. I love the naturalness of it. Yeah. And you know, it's real acoustic music. It's beautiful.
It speaks to her professionalism, really.
It does. All right. Hope you liked this. It was Umu Sangare. The song is called Jukuru. It's off her brand new album just released called Acoustic. And that was Song of the Week. I'm Heather Maxwell.
Mr. Sante and Jukuru meaning support. Definitely support we need in these times. Have a great one.
Yeah. All right, yes, that was Jukuru by Umu Sangare, our song of the week. I I've got two songs lined up here, and then our second feature interview with another Kenyan act, this time Sauti Sol. This, though, is Ja Preza with Mukwasha, or Son-in-Law. It's about the challenging yet ultimately rewarding relationship that a son-in-law has with his in-laws in rural Zimbabwe. But probably many of you across the continent can relate to this if you're a man and you have to go home and meet your in-laws. Was Mukwasha by Ja Preza of Zimbabwe.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 915 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hi, I'm Heather Maxwell, and I'm now taking us back to 1976. You won't believe how good this music still is. This is a song called Bujiya Motema, and it's by one of the pioneers of Congolese rumba. His name was Nico Kasanda, better known as Dr. Nico. Quick history lesson here in Congolese music. Dr. Nico was the inventor of that sort of ubiquitous Congolese finger-picking guitar style. You hear it everywhere, even today. Well, he invented that. And last week, if you were listening, I played a song by Congolese rap artist Youssoufa. The song was called Les Disques de Mon Père, and it had samples of his father's music in it. His father was Tabule Rochereau, if you remember. Well, in 1963, Dr. Nico and Tabule played and toured together for years with a band called Orchestra African Fiesta. It was one of the most popular bands in all of Africa. Listen to this song, Bujiya Motema, and you will understand why.
Clementine Nsuki ya meme Moye bimi omoni ngalula Ngalula mama na kamunga Koya bangolo kola lisano Kobasa na te kombo bolingo Clementine Nsuki ya meme Moye bimi omoni ngalula Kola lisano, kobasa na te kombo bolingo, Bematina suki ya mama Moye bimi ya moni ngalula Ngalula mama na kamu.
All right, that was our vintage tune from 1976, Belgian Congo, which is today's Democratic Republic of Congo, Bougie Ya Motema by Dr. Nico.
This is Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Hey, how you doing? This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying the show. And it's about to get even better right now because we're going to bring on Bill Odidi, who interviewed Sauti Sol. He was able to hook up with them in Kenya and get the skinny on their new album, Midnight Train.
Thanks, Heather. This is Bill Odidi right here at Red Nairobi, and I'm bringing you a flavor of the hot new album by Kenya's biggest band, Sauti Sol.
Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor. Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color, and your hair is longer now. Now, to open up by you. Ambo kando ya Champs-Élysées ukitesa na kamini none of my business and I see you in London silicone on your palm shaking what your doctor gave ya.
Wonderful voices of Sauti Sol out of Nairobi, Kenya, with the sweet tune Susanna. That's the first single from the new album Midnight Train. Sauti Sol are currently quarantined at a location just outside Nairobi, rehearsing for the virtual album launch. And I'm catching up with the group members Bian Savara and Chimano. Ask Chimano to explain how they feel about the release of their long-awaited album. This is the fifth album. It's called Midnight Train.
We're so happy. It's been a labor of love for the last 3-4 years. We've been working on it slowly. And now that it's out, we're happy and that everyone can finally get on board the train.
Explain the meaning of that phrase that you use in the song Midnight Train. When you say the road to Zion, it's the road from where are you headed to? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations?
Ever since we started our music, it's been a labor of love. Our Zion keeps on changing. Zion is your goal, that horizon that you keep on checking out and you're like, I must go there, I must reach there, and you work really hard to get there. But when you get there, you realize there's another Zion. It's an always changing Zion, reaching for greater heights. So it's unbelievable to see how our Zion has constantly been changing. We're Sauti Sol, and this next track is a title named for our album and the title track, which is called Midnight Train.
Tunapita kama moshi na kabla tuzame mchangani kuna kushinda na kufeli oh inabidi ujijue tofauti ya mwalimu na mwanafunzi ni ujuzi na ujuaji oh it's unbelievable never make it this far undeniable we see the promise left from afar and it's so beautiful. Can't touch the fire.
That's the title track of the new album, Midnight Train, by Sauti Sol. Now, in terms of style, I noticed quite a range of sounds on this album. There's more R&B leaning songs, a little adult contemporary tunes, a bit more mature sounds. Then there is the African pop influences, rumba music. Bien, what's the thinking behind the sounds that you presented on this album?
The aim of the album was to create a sense of nostalgia. So most of these songs are actually like a reminiscing the parties we had,
yeah,
and the parties we attended when we were kids, our parents growing up, mm-hmm. and how they used to play these songs on Sundays and parties in the house. And these songs are a byproduct of our growth and our upbringing.
Now, guys, the world is in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. What has it taught you as artists, this current period that we have been facing?
The pandemic has taught us, like, adaptation, flexibility. The pandemic has taught us patience, humility, you know. The pandemic has taught us, like, sometimes it's good to just take a chill pill, analyze everything, revisit what you've been learning or who you are. Life takes us through a journey, and the faint-hearted sometimes don't make it.
Nice, I really love that groove. Nenda Lote from Salty Soul, from the new album, which is called Midnight Train, which is out around the world on all digital platforms, so look out for it. And that's just about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi, Atiki. Right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right, thanks, Bill. Hey, everybody, now I'm taking us to Ghana for one last tune before saying goodbye. This one is just chill. It's smooth. The artist is singer and songwriter and producer Reynolds the Gentleman. He is never letting go.
What's on my mind? Can't get you out of my mind. Girl, I want you to be mine. I never felt this way before. No, I can't lie. This love is real, can't deny. Girl, I want you to be mine. Lovey dovey, baby, two by two. Bumpy bumpy, ice cream for you. Ice cream for you. Duffy, baby, two by two by two. Puppy, puppy, ice cream for you. Ice cream for you. Say it. I die in Tempra. I die in Tempra. Brother, be something more. Brother, be something more. I die in Tempra. I die in Tempra. Me punk up in Tempra.
Never Letting Go by Reynolds the Gentleman, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me this weekend. And also thank you to my special guests, Makadem from Kenya, to my VOA colleagues, Kwame Ofori and Mike Hove, and also to Bill Odidi and Salty Soul from Kenya. All of you, thank you for your contributions to today's show. I couldn't have made it without you. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sundays at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:0500 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:0500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa.